But she comes river aside and says, set free. Yes. Amen. Amen. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm set free. Yes, glory. Glory. Glory to God. Amen. Isn't it great to be set free?
Amen.
Glory. Praise God.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, I believe what Jack Cole says, you know. He says, somebody's glad you're here tonight. Nobody moved.
Amen.
And he said, somebody's rather you're here in jail. Some of them moved. Then he said, the rest of you should have went to jail.
Because you ever been in jail, you've been glad to get out of it.
Glory!
You know, every one of us were in a prison. Yes. All of us. Every last one
was in a prison, but Jesus broke the chain. And he loosed you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, praise God. Excited for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Just maybe say that, praise God. This song what Brother Gary was singing, you know, I learned this in Reno, Nevada.
Amen.
In 1991, and I can tell you they danced around the building when they sang this. They danced. They danced in the Lord. And there's a lot of young people conceived in them meetings. And there used to be like a wee mountain up the back of it. I used to go up there through the day and wait in the Lord. And we had wonderful meetings in Reno, Nevada. And the pastor was called Dwayne. He was half German and half Indian. You know, the American Indians. And he was half German, half Indian. And he weighed at least 30 stone, maybe over it, 6 feet four. And when he leaned over the bottom of the car, she just dropped. And when he sat in the car, she tilted. And his wife was called Minnie. And the second name was Folk. And Minnie was a wee skinny woman. And I'm going to tell you one thing. When she prayed, and we went to different places, and one of the ministers said, when Sister Minnie prays for you, everything changes immediately. Yes. She knew how to pray and talk to God.
Glory.
And she had a Thompson King James Bible. She bought me one. She says, Tom, learn chapter and learn the verse. Memorize it. Chapter and verse. She was in William Branham's meetings, was a young woman, and she'd seen the power of God. And she knew what it was to know the anointing of God in her life.
Yeah.
And I tell you, when she prayed for you, you knew it. Things happened.
Glory.
And you didn't wait a week for it. It happened there and there, and I seen it.
Glory.
She was a real wee woman of God. And you know, isn't the Lord wonderful? But that's where we learned that song, Set Free to Worship. Amen.
Glory.
You don't need to be singing weary and dreary songs.
Amen.
It's weary and dreary. My mate, Mecca.
That's right.
We have been. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He's already done it for us.
Amen.
The Bible says I'm complete in him.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, the Lord bless each one. I don't know how to get started, but God bless each one, you know. Well, it was great to get over into England, you know, and it was about 40 degrees over there. It was hot. I like the heat, but it was hot for me, but I didn't complain. And the fields were beautiful, so many fields harvesting wheat and barley. And it was beautiful. Just for miles, you could see the fields harvesting. And I did preach during the Wednesday night past. And we went up to Leicester for a day, and you know when I was in Leicester, there was them boys were on the streets, were all the wee booklets and all the wee stuff they give out. They were like a dress near, I don't know, Muslims or Mohammedans, whatever they were. But the one boy wanted to give me it, and I was thinking of Big John here, and I was going to go up to him and tell him, see all that stuff you have, burn a lot of it. That's what I was going to tell them. I was thinking, you know, that should have went up just to tell them that. And the one boy approached me, but I said to him, I wouldn't take that rubbish. I said, there's only one Savior, he's Jesus. He says, I know he is. I said, you don't know him. Don't even let on to me you know him, because you do not know him. Or you wouldn't have that garbage in your hand, you have in it.
Jesus Christ, I says, is not just a man that you boys believe. He's God in flesh.
And you never can talk to the Mormon or Mohammedan with Trinity. Because he'll ruin you. You need to know Jesus is more than a man. He's Isaiah 9 verse 6. Counselor, mighty God. Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. The government's on his shoulders. And I tell you, he lowered himself. He condescended, came down to the form of a man. He took on a body and he went the whole way to the cross. Glory to God. And God left him at Calvary. How many knows that? And Jesus died as a man and God raised him from the dead. And I tell you, he's coming again.
Glory.
He's coming again. He's coming again, praise God. But I'm telling you something, that, you know, it's bad. It was a bad outlook for the Christians. Because there wasn't one scripture text, not one thing. You fellas, you know, it's great that there's men here that wants to go in the street and testify for the Lord. And then we were down in York and we went to another wee place and they have all the rubbish down there as well. Fire, some boy blowing fire and talking a load of rubbish. Bouncing the balls and stuff with no interest in it. And Brother Charlie used to preach there and they fired bottles at him and stoned him when he preached there years ago. And Brother Charlie used to preach down in New York and it needs preaching again.
Amen.
Amen. But you know, everybody had it all. Hands have been rubbed and it's all washed up and done and it's over and we're going home. We have a work to do, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ coming for a bride that's ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She'll have a vision. If she hasn't a vision, I don't believe she is the bride. Without a vision, the people perish. And just like them fields, will harvest the harvest right and the labors are few.
Amen.
God wants men and women that'll go out. And even if you only can give a track out. You might be a preacher, give a track out.
Amen.
Say the Lord's coming. Amen. Tell them Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I tell you that Christ is coming again. You know, England's dead, but God's not.
Amen.
God's not.
Glory.
God's not dead.
Amen.
And I tell you something, fire can change anything. And we need the fire power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we need today, the power of God. But praise God, you know, it's lovely, wonderful weather and everything over there. It's really a beautiful country, you know. And I guess they're going to get the wrong man this time again. I'm going to just say it. That boy that's up now, we need a prayer he doesn't get in.
Right.
I'll tell you that right now in this pulpit.
Amen.
That'll be a disaster if he gets in. Because I'm telling you, he's no good. And England's almost all Muslim now. You say, don't say anything against the Muslims. No, but they'll take you down a false road or a false religion. And it'll come to the States, you'll be fit to do nothing.
Right.
You'd have your head cut off.
That's right. Amen.
You know, when James McConnell said a few things here in the pulpit, they did their best to get him jailed.
That's right.
And he only said a few words. But he said the truth.
Amen.
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 And I tell you, anybody that's not born again is on the way to hell. Their own children that's not born again. When they come to an age of understanding, they're on their way to hell. They need to get saved.
Amen.
God's no grandchildren.
Amen.
And we need to be praying they will get saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That God will bring them in. Praise God. I better read a text. Let's turn to feet and let's read Luke 17. Luke 17. And I want to preach about three great judgments in time and three great deliverances. And it won't be long this morning, and we have service again this evening at 6. And come along this evening. I know there's been a few people coming, and they're enjoying the meetings, and keep coming along and try and get somebody in. And excuse me, in our evening service, praise God. And the Lord bless the brothers that stood in here in the services. The Lord bless each and every one. I appreciate each one, and it's not one man ministry, it's God's ministry.
Amen.
And I believe in a fivefold ministry. And there's not one of them men at the top. And all the rest under him. Jesus is at the top.
Amen.
And if he's not at the top, you're in trouble.
Right.
Amen. He'll have a pope at the top. If he's not at the top. But we want the Lord Jesus at the top. How many believes that?
Amen.
Jesus is at the top.
Amen.
You know the thing about it? He's staying at the top.
Amen.
Amen. And as it was in verse 26 in the days of Noah, so shall also be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also was it in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Let us bow our heads this morning. If you have a need, just lift your hand up to the Lord this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your ear is ever open to our cry. And Lord, we come, not in our own strength, our own power, our own name, but we come to you in the name that you have set far above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to magnify that name in this hall this morning, the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the power of the blood of Jesus over our lives and every life in this house. In every home representative, we plead the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I'm asking you for every hand that's raised, you'll meet every need. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, I take the Holy Ghost right now to help me, Lord, and to thank you that you do. Bind every work of the devil over every life and every home. I claim every son and every daughter representative of this house. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. It's maybe seated. Praise God. First, when we look at Noah here, and I like what Brother Andrew Beecham preached. You know, one of the times he came here and he said, imagine reading Noah's missionary report. 8 souls were saved. That was it. Now you imagine a modern day church or a modern day system, and you imagine they had a missionary and he came back after being out somewhere for a year, and they said to him, how many souls you won? And he said, just 8. There was just 8. Just 8 came in after the year, and the next year there was just 8. And every time there was just the same 8. They would say it was a failure, wouldn't it? But yet before, Noah was in the will of God. Noah was in God's will for 120 years. He never changed the message. He preached the same message, brothers and sisters. This is the big danger today. People are changing the gospel to that which is not really the gospel. The gospel in Revelations is an everlasting gospel. It's the same gospel Paul preached, and that all them disciples and the apostolic dispensation preached. And how many believes we've been restored back to the apostolic age again in our day? I believe with all my heart. I'm not interested in anything less. We must believe in the apostolic message, and we must preach what they preached and baptize the way they baptized and preach the Godhead the way they preached the Godhead. And believe for the miraculous, and believe for the power of God, and believe for the filling and indwelling in the fire and power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But Noah preached the same message for 120 years. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For I have seen, for thee I have seen righteous in this generation. I tell you, when you do what God wants you to do, God will see you righteous. You need to walk with the Lord. Walk with the Lord. Don't go here and don't go there to please somebody. Go for the Lord wants you to go.
Amen.
Wherever the Lord wants you to go, that's where to go. And Noah preached to his own family for 120 years. I'm going to tell you this morning, brothers and sisters, if we only seen our own family saved, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great to see your son saved, your daughter saved? Wouldn't it be accomplishment in this life if you've seen your whole family saved? Oh, how we need to pray for them, that God will save them. Because if they're not born again, they're not coming. That's the truth of it. If they're not born again, they're not coming. And they need to be saved, and they need to be born again. God's no grandchildren. And we need to be praying that God moves on them, and God gets a hold of them. Praise God. So here's the first great judgment here. Noah preaches for 120 years. God warns these people, but they don't pay heed to the message of their day. They don't listen to the warning of God. And how many today don't listen to the warning of God? And the Christians, you can hardly get them into church these days. And there in Leicester, there wasn't one Christian to be seen, but the Muslims were on the street with their false teachings and their garbage that needs burned. And I believe it needs burned in a fire somewhere. For if it's not of God, it's of the devil. There's only two ways, God's way and man's way. And man's way is false and God's way is a revelation.
Amen.
And there's only two spirits, how many knows that? There's the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the world. The Epistle of John speaks of the Spirit of the world and it speaks of the Spirit of lawlessness. And we have politicians today, and I'm not even going to say it, but you know what I'm thinking. The brains and how they're going to do everything, and they put all the fuels up because there's a move behind it. But I was watching someone just the other day. Let's say this man challenged a fellow I seen it on the other day. He challenged a boy. Now you know that president over in America, I honestly think he's on drugs. He's out of it. Now let's not mistake it, he's out of it. The man's totally out of it. He's not normal. There's something wrong. And he was challenged, and the man said, if everybody in the morning had electric cars, how would the grids for the electric run them? Has anybody ever thought of that? The grid for the electric would not be fit to run them. And this fella calculated it, how much a car would use compared to a fridge. And if half the world went on to electric in the morning, the grids could not cope with electric cars. But that president over in America, by 2030, everybody's going to be on electric, according to him. But the grids can't cope with. And there's no way they'll have it updated by 2030. I can guarantee you that. If I'm still living, that's pure rubbish. It'll not happen. But there's other things behind it. There's other things behind it. It's all about power and it's all about control. And we've had the COVID ticket thrown over us all. And everybody had to be a good boy and a girl and stay in your house and all. The rest of that garbage. And that's all it was, nonsense. Now I know people was going to a wedding there recently, and this is the truth. And some of them tested positive, and the boy in charge of it said, don't test no more, or there'll be nobody left to go to the wedding. So they went ahead anyhow. That's the truth. But nobody can cope. Nobody can cope here. But listen, everything's blamed on someone else. COVID's blamed for everything. Now, COVID was here, we knew that. There was COVID, but there was a flu for years. Nobody mentioned it. But I tell you, you see the brains in it, it won't cope. You see back here, they have knowledge back here in Genesis, which a prophet of God said, we don't even have the day. They have knowledge, and we're living in a world with men that think they're smarter than God. And there was a time when men before thought they're smarter than God, and they built a tower so high, they decided we'll build it and reach the whole way to heaven. And God come down, because there's only one language there, and God confounded their languages, and they talked in different languages, and they didn't understand each other, and God confused them.
Hallelujah.
And God says he has sent them a strong delusion that they believe a lie and be damned. And that's the day we're living in. You know, when I was in York down there, and going through the streets, and there's a wonderful wee place, and there was a boy coming with a beard, a proper man, and a dress on. Dressed as a woman. Now, how many's ever heard of that brother over in America, brother, and he tells it like how he is? Donnie Reagan.
Yeah.
Donnie Reagan. I never heard of it. Another brother was telling me Donnie Reagan preached over in America, where there's schools in America, and because of nonsense that parents and societies teaching children, you can identify whatever you want to identify as.
Yes.
So they're bringing litter trays into schools because some children think they're cats. And that's the truth. And that's the sort of a world we're living in. And they don't say anything against it. I'll tell you, I'm going to say against it. And they can jail me or do whatever they want. I couldn't care less. That's the truth. Literature has been brought into schools because somebody wants to identify as a cat or identify as God. And you know that a woman and a man, there's genes. There's chromosomes in a woman disgrace what's going on, as it was in the days of Lot, Noah. God's looking in on this. God sent investigating angels then, and God has sent investigating angels now. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I like athletics. I'm fascinated with running. I've been like that from as a wee lad. I can't explain it. I just love running and watching running. I don't know why. That's the way it is anyhow. But I'll tell you one thing what's happening. You have something that was born a man, now decides it's going to be a woman, and it wants to compete against women in sports. And there's nobody has the backbone to throw it out. It's a disgrace. And I tell you, it's in weightlifting and all the different sports that there is, and they've infiltrated everything, and everybody's afraid to say a word about it. This is the world we're living in. Jesus is coming again. And I tell you, like the prophet of God said, if God doesn't judge this generation, he'll have to raise Sodom and Gomorrah up to apologize. Things are so bad. And they're brainwashing our children. And two men raising a baby, it's an abomination in the eyes of God. And two women, it's an abomination in the eyes of God.
Yes.
And you go into one of them shows, you go into that old Nolan show. I went on it once and I told him, and he soon switched me off. How can he condemn what he is?
Right.
You've heard it.
Right.
How can he condemn it? I could say something with him on the pulpit, I better not. But I'll just mention puff pastry and you can fit the rest in. Maybe you can read between it. But I'll tell you, he'll not condemn it. But it's wrong. And then you've that old boy that sings, candle in the wind, the candle in this, and the candle in that. And he married, and everybody thinks he's great. He sung at Lady Diana's funeral. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, right.
And they're rearing children. And them children's not getting even started right.
That's right.
Thinking they have two daddies instead of a mommy and a daddy.
Right.
And that's the way the whole thing's going today. It's an absolute abomination in the eyes of God.
Amen.
Young man, God made you a man. And God put in you certain things, and young woman, God put in you certain things.
Yes,
and don't ever try to change it.
Right.
It's from God.
Amen.
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 God seen it in Noah's day. Noah preached to them.
Yes.
Noah preached sincere to them. Noah preached to them. But you know what they were? They were souls already in prison. Did you ever think of that? They were souls already in prison.
Right.
They weren't getting saved, and they didn't get saved. And they were lost, but he kept on preaching. And I tell you, we're coming at the right down to the end where there's very few coming. The Gentile bride's almost in. We're gleaning. How many believes that? We're gleaning. Round the back of the hedges. And Jesus Christ is coming again. Israel's a nation. Everything's in place for the Lord to come. This business of all this and that to happen, Jesus could come tonight or today. And he wouldn't have to make no apologies because he said, no man will know the day nor the hour, not only the Father.
Amen.
He's coming again. He's coming again.
Amen.
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, we need to be praying for our family, for our sons, for our daughters, for our loved ones, for uncles and aunts. How many agrees with me here this morning?
Amen.
We need to see them coming.
Amen.
We need to plead the blood of Jesus over them and pray that God will open their eyes up and awaken them out of their sleep.
Yes.
That they'll come to Jesus Christ the only way. God brought Noah out. He warned this antediluvian dispensation. They laughed at him. 2 Peter 2:5. God spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. God saved him. And he saved his house in the ark.
Amen.
Now, there was no other way to be saved, only that ark.
Right.
Somebody else could have built a lookalike boat,
right,
but it wouldn't have worked.
Right.
Why did he get that now?
Yes.
Somebody else could have said, we've a place over here, but it wouldn't have worked. There was only but one place.
Right.
And there's only but one way today, and that one way today is not an organization or some church or some building or some priest or prophet or king, but it is Jesus Christ, the King, priest, and prophet.
Amen.
He's the only way.
Amen.
By me, ye may enter in and be saved. Jesus is the only way. Noah obeyed God. He knew the judgment was coming. He tried his best. for 120 years. Then we see Jesus Christ in Luke's gospel warn us of the last days would be the same. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 5. Let's know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. And you go out and do good today, and I'll tell you, don't wait for a clap in the back, but you might get a punch in the jaw.
That's right.
But you'll not get a plat in the back. But if you go out with one of your wee flags with a six colours on instead of seven,
Yes. You'll
become popular. If you enter a song contest and you're gay,
Yes. Or
a homosexual's the right name, gay means married,
Yes. You'll
win it. You've a real good chance of winning it.
Mm-hmm.
They always seem to win.
Yeah.
And then if you're on Carnation Street, and I don't watch it, it's absolute garbage.
Right.
Kick it out of your house. Never watch rubbish like that. But if there's a minister on there, he'd be some sort of wee half-wit, half-twit. And he'd come down into the pub and have a wee drink with all the rest of them. I tell you, a real minister wouldn't go down into no pub and drink with all the rest of them. He'd go in and preach the gospel to them. He'd tell them to repent, kick it over the place. What about Billy Sunday? That was a real man of God. When they brought the booze into the town, he bursted the barrels open. He had a couple of fellas with them that were contenders to the heavyweight title of the world, boxers, big fellas. And they busted the bars open and knocked a few of them out and then preached Christ to them. That's what Billy Sunday did. He preached against alcohol. He didn't go down and sit in the pub with them like a sissy.
Amen.
But all these programs today, you know that, am I telling the truth or not? He was some sort of wee watered down critter. It's a wee sort of a half sissy, and they maybe have a wee girlfriend or a boyfriend on it. No man of God works like that. That's rubbish. But that's the world's portray of it. The world wants to portray it like that. That's the world's portray, but not God's portray. Noah never compromised. Noah built an ark to the ceiling of his house. He stayed with it. He didn't care who joined him. There's not many coming. What do you think Noah felt the money was coming? Numbers don't mean God's in it. Numbers don't mean God's in it. I know preachers in this very country, and they're now compromising the truth for the numbers. They're afraid to preach the truth because of the numbers would maybe go.
Amen.
Because when you get too much of a mixture, you can't preach some things like it ought to be preached. Because some people don't want to hear Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you can preach three titles
Right. And
get a wee sprinkle.
Right.
And talk about a trinity of three gods, you'll be all right.
Hallelujah.
But when you preach the truth, they'll not want it.
That's right. Amen.
And then they'll tell you, don't you talk to me about serpent seed. Then they'll preach to you with angels coming down and sleeping with women. Now, which one's the worst? And they'll tell you, we learned it at our college. I'm not interested in no college. I'm not interested in this book.
Amen.
This is the word of God.
Glory.
This is the authority of God.
Yeah.
This book's the truth.
Amen.
And when you preach this truth, people won't like it.
Amen.
You say, brother, I'm not angry. I'm angry with the devil, but I'm loving
Amen.
You.
Amen.
That's the truth that needs preached.
Amen.
You imagine your school, your children going in somewhere and some wee lad brings in a litter tray. This is real. This is happening. This is not a story. You go on somewhere and you watch a brother preaching about it. One of the brothers told me about it. And he brings a litter tray to school because he's identified as a cat. My sons are not cats, they're men. And your sons are not cats or dogs or men. A cat, a dog. You know, there's too much fussy pussy about animals.
And
I'll tell you that right now. An animal has no soul. It has no soul. And I know people that make such a fuss and they send me clips about pigs been slaughtered and cows been milked and it's so cruel, it's so terrible.
Yes.
Then if I go over in this Bible, it tells me that a doctrine of a devil will come in the last days which forbids to eat meat
Amen.
And forbids to marry.
That's right.
And talks about new moons and He's experimented with a handful of people. But you took people for years but eating beef.
Hey, glory!
And chicken!
Amen.
And fish and turkey! And venison!
Amen!
And all that good stuff! And rabbit! Yes, rabbit! And even squirrel! Anything that's beef!
Amen.
I know a fella, he says, don't give me any of that green stuff. I'm not a cow. I like the beef. Amen. You know, our Ian was, and I know many were telling jokes, but the boys went one time to this big contest, the weightlifting contest. Rock sat down, he ordered a big lump of steak, and the fella said, Rock, how come you never ordered chicken? He says, I never seen a chicken ticking the deer's half his horns yet. He wanted the beef. Everybody wants you to go along with their wee ideas and their wee ways. And you need to hear Armand. Well, I'm sorry I don't. I need to hear from the Lord.
Amen.
Not some man. And if you hear from some man, I tell you, you're in trouble. You need to hear from God.
Amen.
Spoken words, what you need.
Amen.
The voice of God talking.
Amen.
And the voice of God speaking. That's what we need to hear from. We need to hear from God. How many believe we need the gifts back in the church? You say, Brother Pack, yes, for I haven't had any for a while. We need the gifts of Spirit. We're going to say we're apostolic. We need gifts. We need to be praying before God that we get filled. Filled with the power of God. And the gifts of God working. Praise God. John 10 verse 9, Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and act. There's only one door. Praise God. So the first message was coming. That's what he said to Noah. You found grace, now is the Lord. Come thou and all thy house into the ark. But here's another message, and it's come out. Come out. And it's in Luke 17, verse 28. Like also it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold. And then you go to Genesis 19, and God sent down two angels. He sent down two angels. But Abraham stayed back in the tent with Melchizedek and he offered him a feed. How many knows he cooked for him? And he didn't physically eat it, he finished it up. He had a visitation of God back at the tent door, and that same one revealed the secrets of Sarah's heart, Genesis 18. But two messengers were sent down unto Sodom, and I'm going to tell you one thing right here and right now. They didn't say to Lot, be a good boy and come out. They told him to come out, but if you read your Bible, it says they brought him out. And God brought every one of us out, and we never want to come out. You wouldn't have come out your own. It's God that brought you out. He brought you out. He didn't bring you out to nothing. He brought you out to bring you into Jesus Christ. Sodom and Gomorrah into Christ. Hallelujah. I tell you, it says they took him by the hand and they brought him out. And those homosexuals down in Sodom, they wanted to know them men. Them was two angels, was men. The Bible says many have entertained angels unawares. They were as men, but they were angels of the Lord. And they wanted them. They wanted to know them. And Lot says, I have two virgin daughters that never knew a man. Sometimes a lot had more than two daughters. Hear me this morning, are you here? Lot had more than two daughters because he had son-in-laws. So these two girls were virgin, never knew a man. He had other daughters because he had son-in-laws. So there was more than just the two of them. Read it and you'll see it. What I'm telling you is absolutely the Bible.
Amen.
They said, you can take these girls and do what you want. And they said, no. They refused the women because they wanted the men. And then we have people in politics and government that make rules to justify sin. I tell you, this world's coming to an end. Judgment's on the earth today. It has to be. Aren't you glad for God's grace?
Amen. Oh, yes.
Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
And God brought light. You know them angels put forth and they smote them with blindness. Those men of Sodom and Gomorrah. And God didn't just burn Sodom and Gomorrah. He burned Tyre and Sidon and another wee one as well. Five of them. Five cities God burned.
And those angels put the hand forth and they smote them a blindness. And you would have to say that this generation are partly blinded. Blinded to the truth of God's word. It's only the eye salve of the Holy Ghost can open your eyes up. And we need our eyes opened to the truth. The eye salve of the Holy Spirit opening our eyes up. And God brought Lot out. And his wife came. And his two daughters came. And Lot's wife looked back. She looked back. Never looked back. Never looked back. Brother, the road's tough, but still don't look back. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Don't look back. Hallelujah. You know, when brother in New Zealand took me out in the fishing boat, and Brother Hard's brother Searle and Albert Ruiz took me out fishing, and I really enjoyed it. Out in the wee boat, but you know, it was a wee small tin boat, you know, them wee boats, and banging over them waves, and he was giving it plenty, and I felt sick. I wasn't used out in the boats like that. And Brother Searle said to me, "Tom, just keep looking up, and you won't be sick." And I kept looking up, and I wasn't sick. And God wants us to look up. Amen. God doesn't want you to look down. He wants you to look up. You ever see people that lost their confidence and they walk about like that? God wants you to look up. God wants you to have your confidence. The Lord's your strength.
Amen.
He wants you to look up and look unto the author and finisher of your faith, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I tell you, he brought that out. I think this was striking. What Lot told, come out of Sodom, but the angels brought him out. And every one of us had to come out of the world. Romans 9, verse 16. So then it is not of him that walketh or him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It's God that brings us out. No man can come to me except my Father draweth him. No man can know him, save to him the Son will reveal him. Is that right? It's God that brought you. I don't care if you're 4 or you're 100. It's God that does it. How many believes that?
Amen.
He brought you. You say, I wasn't in a Sodom like that, but we were in chains. We were lost without him. Lost without him. But he found us. We're living in the days again like Sodom, where sin is literally glorified. Homosexuality, abortion. Such a fuss about abortion. I saw a fella talking to a young woman. She's right in the front of the line, you know, shouting out her rights for abortion. And she basically was saying herself she regretted she was ever born. The devil told her that. That's the devil. Has he ever told you that? Nobody loves you. Oh, he's told me in the past. Don't forget, I once was in jail and was suicidal because that old devil told me nobody loves you. That's his message. Nobody loves you. But there's another message. God loves you. God loves you. Not only is God's message that he loves you, but here's the revelation. God's love never diminishes. It never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can't, the breadth of it, the height of it, the depth of it never changes. God's love.
Amen.
God loves you.
Amen.
With an everlasting love.
Amen.
No greater love of any man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. And Jesus Christ died because he loves you. He loves you. God loves you this morning. But the devil wants to tell you nobody loves you. That's his cry. See, he wants to beat that into your ears and into your mind and into your thinking so that you don't feel like praying, you don't feel like coming to church, you don't feel like doing anything. You know, some people don't even feel like getting out of bed. That's true. And they get depressed. Then that depression can go into obsession. But God wants you to get obsessed and oppressed of him. He wants you to get him.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit.
Right.
Wigglesworth said he would just pop out and start praying, and the next thing he's in tongues for an hour. Amen. Good to pray. No matter what condition you're in, always remember to pray. Even if you think it's a wee prayer and you've prayed it every day, pray it another day. God will hear it. God will hear your prayer. Amen. Ephesians 5, verse 5 to 8. For this know also that no whoremonger, no unclean person, no covetous, who is an idolater of any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Because of these things cometh the wrath of God and the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them
you are sometimes darkness, but now in the light. Walk in the light. Every one of us were in darkness, but we're now in the light. The glorious light of the gospel has lit us up. Amen. You're lit up. How many believes you're lit up? Hallelujah. Certainly you're lit up. Amen. Glory to God. Revelations 21 verse 8. But the fearful, unbelieving, the abominable, the murderer, the whoremonger, the sorcerer, the adulterers, liars, shall all of their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. But God has saved you from it.
Amen.
You're saved from it because he loves you.
Amen.
He called you out and he called you in. And I'm closing and he's going to say, come up.
Amen.
Come out, come in, come up. Glory to God. Come up. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. And the original says, thrust up.
Amen.
To meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Jesus Christ is coming again. He's coming for you. You're the Lord. You belong to the Lord. There's no hiding.
Some people think they can hide away from God. And there's even backsliders. They want to try and hide away from God. You can't hide from God.
David said, where can I go from his presence? If I go to the heavens, he's there. Down to the depths, he's there. God's everywhere. God's everywhere. The Lord loves you this morning. He loves you. And you're engraved on the palm of his hands. And he's coming for you. He's coming to get you. Isn't that great? But we need to pray. Do you know why? Because two be in the field.
Two be in the field. One ticket.
One left.
Two in the mill.
Now think of them fields. All them harvest fields. And all of us as children maybe not saved and ready to go.
And they need to get saved. We need to be praying.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. We need to watch how we walk before them.
Amen.
I'm telling you this morning the truth. You can't cluck with turkeys, walk with chickens, and fly with eagles. Either you're an eagle or a chicken. And I believe we're eagles. Amen. We're out of the coop. You know that story where the farmer put the eagle egg under the chicken and the chicken hatched it out in the pen. And then the eagle clucked about, the chicken clucked about. And that eagle was in the pen, and every time he went to fly up, he hit the top of the pen. And it broke the farmer's heart.
And he let him out of the pan.
Because he realized when he went up, he had a set of wings. And it didn't take much effort, because when the wind hit the wind carried him.
Amen.
And you're a Christian, you're born again, you're a son of God, you're a daughter of God. If you'll open up your spiritual wings, the Holy Ghost will carry you.
Amen.
He'll carry you above your situation. He'll carry you above your storms. For the Lord loves you.
You know, I love to listen to Bob preaching to them eagles. You know my favorite part?
That mother eagle carries them little eagles up high. They climb on her back, brother. She goes up when she's learning them to fly.
And she gets up real high. And when she gets high enough, she turns over and tips them off.
And they start falling. And they're falling, falling, falling. And Brother Bob preaches it, and he said, what them little eagles don't know is that their mother can fly faster than they can fall. And she sweeps underneath them and she picks them up.
And she carries them to the rock. Now they were in a furnace for years. And they loved the furnace. And some of us could get too comfortable. But God will strip our nest. The Bible says that the eagle stirreth her nest.
He picks the rabbit fur out. The kangaroo fur out. There's just sticks left. The nest becomes uncomfortable.
But you know, Bob says when she When that Mother Eagle sat them eagles back on a rock, they would clap for that rock.
Thank God for the rock, he says, they said. And they're stopping on the rock.
Amen.
And you know, you start on the rock.
Amen.
And you'll stay on the rock.
Of ages. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he says, you know, after about three times that Mother Eagle takes him up, always on the third time, she doesn't fly under them. Them little eagles, when she tips them off her back, she never flies under them. On the third time, she flies above them. And she screams. And those little eagles look up and they see Mother's wings are open. And they open their wings and they realize that wings are eagles and they can fly the whole time. They just didn't know it. And you might think the devil's too many for you. You might think this morning, and I'm preaching to somebody in this meeting, you're in a situation. Nothing can be done about it. But God's in control.
Amen.
God's in control.
Amen.
And you just need to look up to him, the Almighty God, that can do everything, supernatural God with supernatural ability, with supernatural authority, that said, let there be light, and there was light. That's the God we serve.
Amen.
That same God that could say to a little girl that had no eyes and no eye sockets, what color eyes do you want? Blue. And he gave her them. That's that same God that lifts people out of wheelchairs, that can create. That's that same God we're serving, the great creator, the sympathizing Jesus. Let's stand our feet this morning. I'm sorry if I've got a bit emotional. I'm emotional and I'm shaking. Praise God. The Holy Spirit's in the meeting. Hallelujah. Let's close every eye. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you. You're real. You really are real. Oh God, manifest yourself to people in this meeting this morning by the power of God. Oh God, manifest yourself to that brother. Manifest yourself to that sister. Give them the miracle they need in the name of Jesus Christ. You're a God that hears and answers prayer. You're able to do anything far above us, seemingly far above what we can ask or even think. Lord, we reverence you and we worship you. We praise your lovely name, dear Jesus. Lord, I pray as we come to worship, the Holy Spirit will melt down over this service. God, come upon that brother, that sister, that boy, that girl. We want to see our children saved. Only you can do it, Lord, but you promised us that we could claim them under that token. And we know the life is in the blood, the Holy Ghost life. We claim it on them, the blood of Jesus over them, the Holy Ghost upon them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Move on them. Lord, may me believers in this room finding it difficult, finding it tough. Bless my dear sister, I pray. Bless my dear brother, I pray. Move in the situation. Multiply the finances where it needs multiplied. Give strength and grace, Lord. And come against the spirit of oppression. I rebuke it. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray for the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Come upon your people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Go to get Brother DeGary to come. God bless you this morning.
I'm not sure, Oliver, do we have the music for that hymn, My Faith Looks Up to Thee, Thy Man of Calvary? Do we have the words for that, Matthew? You just was thinking about it. I'm not sure if we know it. My Faith Looks Up to Thee. We might have it, we mightn't have it. Does anyone know that hymn? There's a couple of ones know it. Yeah. What key on the... I mightn't be able to play it anyway, so I'll just try and join in. So, my faith.